Lincoln sabotaged his plan as well, McClellan believed. Tipped off by military aides that the Potomac Army commander had shorted him and left more than 20,000 men behind to defend Washington instead of the some 55,000 he had promised, the president on April 3rd ordered the 35,000 soldiers in General Irvin McDowell's First Corps, which had been destined to join McClellan on the peninsula, held back to protect the city. Insisting that Washington was already adequately protected, McClellan and Pinkerton claimed the withdrawal of McDowell's corps wrecked the peninsula campaign plan. It did not. The two men spun conspiracy theories in their heads that Stanton was behind Lincoln's order to undercut McClellan so his army would be defeated on the peninsula. More nonsense. On April 5th, McClellan halted his advance. He now believed he faced a line of heavily manned defenses in front of him that stretched like a moat behind the marshy and difficult to cross Warwick River from Yorktown on the eastern side of the peninsula to the James River on the western side. Instead of the 15,000 rebels he 4 days earlier thought were deployed there, McClellan now was convinced the enemy force totaled 100,000 or more. What the befuddled Union commander faced was actually a clever ruse created by John Bankhead Magruder, a tall, well-tailored rebel general with a theatrical bent, who moved his soldiers back and forth along his line of infantry and artillery outposts behind the Warwick River to create the illusion, complete with sound effects, that he had more than the piddling 11,000-man army he actually led there. Prince John Magruder, as the crafty general was nicknamed, fooled McClellan, who knew woefully little about the natural or man-made obstacles he would face on the peninsula. He fooled Pinkerton, who erroneously reported from a captured Alabama private he interrogated that Johnston was arriving with 100,000 soldiers. And he fooled Thaddeus Lowe, who did not detect the deception while hovering in a balloon near Yorktown. With what he claimed was the unanimous agreement of his commanders and his staff, the timid McClellan, convinced that a battle of maneuver to capture Yorktown would only waste lives, settled for a slow and safer siege of the city. Pinkerton adamantly backed his boss's decision. The general had been dealt two serious disappointments, the detective later wrote, the Navy refusing to cooperate, and McDowell's corps yanked from his army.